Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 10th, goes to a punk-ass Illinois mall Santa who broke the heart of a four-year-old kid named Michael, I think the kid's name was. Maybe I made that up. I don't know where I got that name from. Now, listen, man, keep in mind that your Uncle Charlotte grew up on A Christmas Story. In fact, Christmas Story is my favorite holiday movie of all time. But even though it's early, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. Jingle Jangle, currently playing on Netflix, is challenging that spot. But Ralphie and A Christmas Story is my all-time favorite Christmas movie, and never have I watched that movie and felt sorry for Ralphie. I always thought everyone was giving Ralphie sound advice when he was asking for that Red Ryder BB gun. Okay, no, you can't have this for Christmas. You'll shoot your eye out. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, let me school you. Play the clip.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football. Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no. Okay, what was I doing?
Wake up, stupid. Wake up. No.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Sound advice, okay? Not only did Santa tell him no, you'll shoot your eye out, he kicked him down the slide. Beat it. I never felt sorry for Ralphie, okay? I think that's a perfectly logical reason to not buy that Red Ryder BB gun. Who wants to shoot your eye out? I respected everyone for telling Ralphie the truth, especially Santa. I mean, if Santa was really real, do you think he would just give you everything you asked for? No.
Yes.
He would have to use some discernment because y'all would be asking for a bunch of stuff you don't need. And some things that you would ask for are just dangerous, so Santa couldn't just give you everything you want, right? Well, this is what happened in Illinois. In Illinois, a mall Santa decided to tell the truth. Let's go to Fox News for the report, please.
A mall Santa gets politically correct, turning down one little boy's request for Christmas. Watch.
What do you want for Christmas? No guns.
Nerf guns.
No, not even a Nerf gun. Nope. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But well, what else would you like? What do you think?
Oh, it's okay, buddy.
It's okay if your dad...
Stop right there. Stop right there. Now, the kid asked for a Nerf gun. Santa said, no guns. The mom said, it's a Nerf gun. And Santa said, no. If his dad wants to get it for him, his dad can get it for him. I can't bring it. The little boy burst into tears. You got to watch the video. He runs off. It's sad. Now, this is why Santa is getting Donkey of the Day, this mall Santa. Number one, Santa Claus isn't real.
Yes, he is.
Shut up.
You stop that.
And being that he's not real, there is absolutely no reason to take your job as a mall Santa so serious. Every single toy, video game console, animal, Apple product these kids ask for when you're a mall Santa, just say yes. It's all about imagination. What those kids get for Christmas isn't your responsibility. See, it's one thing when we tell kids the story of Santa Claus and we make them believe this chunky Caucasian in a sleigh with flying reindeer is sliding down chimneys on Christmas Eve giving you what you want. But it's another when you as an adult believe it. Okay, for all you kids out there listening who don't have chimneys, ask your parents today, how is Santa getting in the house?
Window.
If y'all don't have a chimney.
Uh-huh. Window.
And watch them study their ass off. Knock it off. Not gonna tell you, how you gonna tell people not to break and enter, but then tell them this fat white man can just jump through your window?
Magic.
Oh, shut up. Personally, I think the story of Santa Claus is cruel and unusual punishment for poor and disenfranchised kids across this country. Okay, imagine telling those kids Santa brings you any and everything you want. All you have to do is be nice. Don't be naughty. Write a letter and you get what you want. Got little kids in the ghetto asking for their parents to get jobs, asking for clean water, asking for things that we take for granted like breakfast. All right? All I want is some bacon. And Santa can't bring none of it, all right? Don't no kid deserve that, just like that little four-year-old didn't deserve to be told that he couldn't get his brand-new Nerf gun. Listen, Mall Santa, you have one job. One. sell the dream. You got the audacity, the unmitigated jingle gall to tell this little four-year-old boy, if your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you? Play that clip one more time. It is one more time.
A mall Santa gets politically correct, turning down one little boy's request for Christmas. Watch.
What do you want for Christmas? No guns.
Nerf guns.
No, not even a Nerf gun. Nope. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you like? What do you think?
Oh, it's okay, buddy.
It's okay if your dad...
Stop. Boy, that cry that comes from deep down inside a child. Woo. Listen, man, you got to speak the truth to the youth. And the truth is, dad and mom are getting the gifts for you. Okay? They're getting the gifts for you. Santa isn't real. So why the hell would why the hell would he tell this little kid what he can't bring when he knows he's not bringing anything to begin with? You saw how that little four-year-old boy burst into tears? That's how poor, poverty-stricken kids of all colors feel every year. We need to stop playing with these kids' emotions and tell them the truth. All right? Do you know what happens when you lie to kids about Santa? This is what happens. Riley Freeman, talk to him.
Dear Santa, you are a bitch nigga. Wait, hold on. Dear Santa, you are a bitch-ass nigga. I heard the mall is hiring extra security to protect you. That's a bitch move, Santa. I'm coming for that ass again until you pay what you owe. Sincerely yours.
That's right. And this is why that mall Santa in Illinois needs his ass whipped. Your job is to simply make kids feel good. Let the parents handle the rest. You don't tell my kid what they can and can't receive. You don't know how my bank account is set up. And if you're not going to actually pull up with the sleigh, the reindeer, and the gifts, shut your ho-ho-hoing ass up forever. All right? Please give this mall Santa from Harlem Irving Plaza in Illinois the biggest hee-haw. Now, I really wish I knew this guy's name so I could encourage him to never play Santa again. A person like that should only be regulated to being a Grinch. Now, on a more positive note, Harlem Irving Plaza Mall did do something nice. Let's listen.
The mall Santa said no to a Nerf gun, which was all the little kid wanted. The next day, the mall apologized, and then they sent out a very special delivery to that kid's house.
There was a mistake made yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're so sorry about that. I heard about this up at the North Pole.
Daddy.
And I rushed down to help.
That's sweet. Too bad that poor kid will never have Santa bring him anything ever again for the rest of his life. Setting that little boy up for failure. But whatever. Merry Christmas.
Kids, if you're out there listening, Santa is real. People who don't believe in Santa don't believe in magic, and that's why they have a lot of shortcomings in life. Like, look at my co-host. He's very short, and the reason he's so short is because he doesn't believe in Santa. If he believed in Santa, he would be like 6 foot.
Keep in mind, this is the same guy who comes in here with paint on his face every day and wants us to believe his beard is real. So being that he tries to sell us that, of course he would try to sell us on Santa Claus. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.